Checkup 3. Sea Gypsies.
On December 26, 2004, a huge earthquake under the Indian Ocean caused one of the worst tsunamis in human history. Over 300,000 people died. Unfortunately, there was no high-tech warning system to save them. However, one group of people, the Mokin, knew about the tsunami before it arrived. The Mokin are a group of nomadic people who lived in the Andaman Sea in Southeast Asia. They spend most of their lives on the water. For many generations, they have traveled along the coasts of Thailand and Myanmar. They stop from time to time on the many islands in this area. They build temporary villages. But their true homes are their boats. Because of their wandering lifestyle, people sometimes call them sea gypsies. However, they have no relation to the nomadic people of Eurasia known as gypsies. Over many centuries, the Mokin have cleverly adapted to the ways of the sea. Mokin families make their living almost entirely from the sea. They harvest kelp, seaweed, and other resources. They are also very skilled divers and fishermen. Mokin divers can hold their breath longer and see farther underwater than most people. The sea is so important to them that children are taught to swim before they can walk. With such a close relationship with the sea, it is no wonder the Mokin can sense changes in the environment. They pass down knowledge through legends. One legend talks about seven waves coming just before a giant wave comes to eat people. The story instructs young Mokin in the warning signs of a tsunami. It tells how the sea recedes rapidly and small waves come just before the giant wave comes. It is a clear warning that a tsunami is coming. Just before the tsunami struck, the Mokin saw the signs and acted immediately. They knew they were observing what their legend had predicted. The Mokin's knowledge of the sea saved their lives. Because of their seagoing lifestyle, they were able to see the warning signs before anyone else.